Peacemakers, discussing conflict resolution and conflict management with experts and stakeholders. Less dialogue for peace. Peacemakers, looking for solutions.
Hello and welcome to Peacemakers program on Radio Miraya with me, Gabriel Shadar. And today we are continuing the discussions that we have started last week, and we were looking into the relationship between cattle keepers and farmers, and that is in the context of the tension that was seen and experienced in several parts of the country. And last time we discussed some of the best ways and also practices that would make or can make the relationship between cattle keepers and farmers straightforward and also peaceful and coexistence to be experienced. المرة اللي فاتت مستمعينا في كل مكان احنا كنا تكلمنا هنا في برنامج بيس ميكرز وتكلمنا انه نناقش مسألة العلاقة ما بين الرعاة والمزارعين المجتمعات الرعوية والمجتمعات المزارعين ودع على خلفية التوترات اللي حصلت في الفترات اللي فاتت وشفنا في عدد من مناطق البلاد علاقات ما كانت ماشية كويسة ونظرنا انه في اساليب مختلفة كان ممكن الناس تمشي بها وتتعامل بها عشان يكون علاقة بين الاثنين كويس. اليوم حنتواصل في الحوار بتاعنا وحنتكلم عن الحاجات اللي حصلت خطأ, شنو حصل خطأ في المرات اللي بتحصل فيها مناقشات او توترات او نزاعات ما بين المزارعين ورعاة الابقار. Today we are going to touch on the issues that people think went wrong so that the relationship between cattle keepers was not really, cattle keepers and farmers was not really that smooth. And for that, I have with me online from Jongle, from Boer, I have our colleagues in the Civil Affairs Division field office. I have Howard there or Fred?
Both of us are here.
Both of you there. Welcome, Fred, Paul and Hawa. And also I have also Andrew Bull, the Director General in the Ministry of Local Government and Law Enforcement Agency in Yonglei State. Welcome, Andrew.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Also we welcome Malak Ayuel, Paramount Chief of Boer County. Marhabek Sultan.
نعم السلام عليك جابريال شدار.
عليكم السلام. ونبدأ we first start with Fred and Hawa. It's one question to both of you. Tell us, how do you engage in this issue between cattle keepers and farmers at your own level there in Jonglei?
Thank you very much, Gabriel Shadar. I'm Fred from Boer Civil Affairs Officer from Jonglei State. I thank you very much for giving us this opportunity today, me and my colleague Hawa. Our engagement is a deep engagement. Last month, we had organized a talk between the authorities, that's the Paramount Chief Malak Ayuel, and then the County Commissioner of Boer, Mr. York Alier Hock. And then we sat down in our office together with the authority, and we decided to select numbers of the of chiefs from Jonglei, and then they went from here to Central Equatoria, where they're going to convince the cattle keepers from Jonglei to return home in the way that they've gone to Central Equatoria. And I think in this context, we will hear more from the Paramount Chief, Malak Ayuel, and he will explain for us his effort, the peace effort that he has gone with it from Boer to Central Equatoria. And then I give the platform to my colleague, Hawa, always to give his comment. Welcome, Hawa.
Thank you. In addition to what Fred said, I'm Hawa Gana for Civil Affairs. After this meeting, the chief agreed that they select a number of 7 chiefs and 1 executive director from Boer. These chiefs represented the Payams in Boer County, starting from Jale, Baidit, Makwat, Anidi, and Kolnyang, because the cattle camps that we have in Equatoria belong to most of the people from these Payams. So they went to Juba from the 10th of March, 26th of March, where they engaged with 16 cattle camps that returned from Eastern Equatoria to Central Equatoria. They also had meetings with the state authorities, whereby they were able to request for a one-month grace period to be allowed to organize themselves so that they can start moving back to Dongole. I will not say much about that because we have the paramount chief to make the team here with us. So, and then we have the DG who will give us more on what actually happened on the ground and the status of the movement of the cattle camp back to God. How far it has gone, I think we shall give the chance to them. I'd like to stop here. Thank you very much, Gabriel.
Thank you very much, Fred and Hawa, for your quick updating there. Let me now go to the Paramount Chief. Paramount Chief Malaka Yuel, كلمنا نحن بس اتفاجأنا بأنه العلاقة ما بين المزارعين ورعاة الأبقار الأغلبهم كان من منطقة دبور كانت بقت كعبة شديد وحصلت فيها مشاكل وحصل فيها موت. لكن قبل ما نوصل لمرحلة المشاكل نشوف شنو بالضبط يعني حصل ثغرات يعني حصل في حاجات أول بدأ ما صح ولا الحاجات المشهد غلط حصلت بعد ما الأبغار وصلوا لمناطق اللي كان مفروض ما يمشي فوقه.
لكن شكرا غابريل جوزيف شتاح راجع أثر لنا في بور ديشيين راجع أثر لأول من 2008 دمرت بتاعت أبغار الأسل في أجلس في مناطق بتاعت بور يا أوكلي نازروا يرعب من مناطق بتاعت بور لمناطق بتاعت جوبا لسنترول إغتوريا ولإيسان إغتوريا ده هو في الزمن داك الجزء بتاع المراد كان في دل في عجلة في بول مثل بتاع فيضانات ثلاثة يعو كمان كانوا ناس للمناطق بتاع جوبا مع توريد وفي الزمن داك المزارعين في الجوبا المزارعين في سايبة المغوي شكوا بينه أبغار بتاع نازور بكرف الزراعة بتاع ناس في كوتوريا فدي أول زمن أكون مشينا في شاة ثلاثة تكلمنا مع روابط الأبغار روابط كله بينوا أنتم لازم أنتم أترجوا تللوا في صدانات وناس الوطوريا ما دارتوا لازم أنتم أترى يعو كلام كنا مشينا في شاة ثلاثة في مانشا دي أو عرمنا بينوا ماشي بتاعنا يومتها دي بيقى ناجع جان مراد مانهينا جايين هذا فنانا غايبين ومنتظرين لناس بتاعنا عشان يجوا.
شكرا سلطان. يعني انا داير ارجع للحته الاولى انت تكلمت فيها حته الديزيزز كاتل ديزيزز. يو سيد ذا فيرست موفمنت اوف كاتل فروم جونغلي تو ايكواتوريا ريجن واز بيكوز اوف ذا ديزيزز ذات وير افكتينج the cattle, and the second reason is that the flooding also came and also that made people move with their cattle to the areas of Central Equatoria and Eastern Equatoria, and it's good to hear that the cattle have started moving back, and you have asked for a grace period of 1 month to complete the process. Of course it's going to be long. Now the question السؤال إنه الموضوع بتاع الأمراض بتاع الأبقار دي هل يتطلب إنه الأبقار لازم ترحل عشان الأمراض دي ما تقتل الأبقار؟ هل الأبقار كانت بتموت بكميات كبيرة وما في خدمة من الحكومة ولا منظمات عشان يعالجوا الأبقار دي؟
كنا بنطلب للحكومة عشان الحكومة يهو موزول بأحياناته ويهو موزول بروه بتاع الناس طوزن السودان. كنا بنطلب للحكومة عشان يجيبوا دعوات بتتجرة دعوات بتتمرضة مرضة وكومة بهربة ومرضة بنتاي مع بقار بتتجول ولو بنتاي مع بقار بتتجول دي هو أكاون بتتموطن
وأبقار ما عنده تأمين.
أيوة
يا أبقار ما عنده تأمين لو مات خلاص.
أي لو مات كله معناته شغل بتتجول هنا انت.
طيب
نعم كان الحكومة يجيبوا الدعوات كان مرضى يمشي ولا مرضى انتهى
لأنه حتى لو جابوا الأبقار هسا ممكن تاني يموتوا لأنه لو ما في دواء تاني الأبقار ده ممكن يموت
متى يومات عادة الناس الفضل في بودة أبقار وموت كله.
يا سلام. يا سلام. الفيضانات، انت قلت موضوع الفلادينج، الفيضانات دي ونحن سمعنا واحد من المسؤولين بتاعكم قال انتوا ليه بتمشوا لإكواتوريا وفي محلات تاني ممكن يشيلكم في جونجلي؟
في جونجلي ما عارفين في محلات تانيين الناس اللي بنتي معهم، عشان انا بنقول بيدا في سايد بتاعت لونة وبعيد وكمان مشكلة بتاعت المطادة هندو مناب فهم براد محلات تانيين العالية، حتى في زمن بتاع السيف مالات زي لونه ما عنده توك فهمون كمان بيشات لنار جاور مانا دوكين حتى بنوار بتاع جاجا فهندنا في جملة هندنا صوبات كثير بتاع الأبقاء مالات ما بتكون سالة للأبقاء هندنا فهيدي عو بكون ما في مال أنانا بنمشي فوق لو إيسن بتاع بور زي ناتاجة مورلي اللي سما عملنا مؤتمر معهم وما لا ديل من زمن ولدو أنينا ما مشينا فوق مع أفضار بتاعنا عشان ما بنفس مطبعات معهم.
الآن حامشي لل Director General of Local Government and Law Enforcement Mr. Andrew Bull. You can put your remarks from the dimension or from the perspective of the government in Jonglei. First, I would like to tell us how, what are the processes of cattle movement, if at all they are regulated in any way by government?
Thank you, Gabriel Sadar. In fact, before the war, and in 1962, a similar flood happened here in Bor, in Jonglei, where people migrated the whole of part of Bor North, which is Twitch and Duke, most of them, they left the place because the place was flooded and was underwater for 10 years. So that was 1962. That was the first flood that ever came to Bor. Then again, in 2021, it was a disaster, which made them the government not to decide where to go. Everybody was just running away from the area because of water. And I think you might have seen it in social media.
Yeah.
In Bor town here, people were using canoes and boats in the town to come to work. So imagine the cattle. So if people actually ran away because of flood, it was a disaster. It was a disaster that has never happened. That water flooded the whole town and the whole villages. And people have to use canoes and boats.
Yeah.
Imagine. Cattle.
Yeah.
So actually these people, they were actually trying to save their lives.
No option. No better option for that. And because
the disease was mentioned, the disease was mentioned. Of course, you in us here in Jonglei, when there is a disease, this is a fever. I don't call it. This is also from Kenya or from East Africa. It has never been with us here. So some people have to escape with their cattle. And in fact, those who were in Duke, which is, I think you know Duke.
Yeah.
Part of it had gone to Launoy. Part of it had gone. But they could not make it to come here. And those of Fitch also, most of them moved, those of Bor here, to Central Equatoria.
Because the assumption was that it sounded like, the way it has been reported, it sounded like, okay, these people of Jonglei, they have plenty of other options, and why do they come here, and why do they do this, and all that. Now you are saying it was a matter of survival. There were little options, even inside Jonglei there. Like, imagine a flooding of 10 years, and now this is going also to be repeated this year. As they are going back, the rain is coming again, and they are likely to be displaced again in the coming rainy season. Is that the case?
Now, of course, We are hearing troubles coming up in Eastern Equatoria and Central Equatoria, and the tribes are trying to fight themselves. So it is better that they come back. They come back and we'll come and decide. Because we, with those of Alia and Kiki and those of Yeul, they are our neighbors, and if they have a space, people can come and ask. Because we don't go without asking. We can come and ask and see which way we can come and... Because this area, which is dry now, semi-dry now, cannot accommodate the whole cattle. So we are at a fix.
Listeners, Radio Mirai, this is me, Gabriel Shadar, and this is Peacemakers Program, and I'm talking with the Director General of the Ministry of Local Government and Law Enforcement Agency in Jonglei, Mr. Andrew Bull, and also with me online from Bor is the Paramount Chief of Bor County, Malakai Will, and earlier I had Fred Paul and Hawa Aganas from the UNMIS Civil Affairs Division in Bor field office. And we are still talking about what went wrong in the relationship between the cattle keepers and farmers. And now we have been updated that the cattle keepers are returning to Jonglei and to their respective areas in Bor County and all several counties of Jonglei. And of course, the update was that these people moved to those areas of central Equatoria and eastern Equatoria because they were having little options, and the cattle were affected by diseases, some kind of a fever that was imported from Kenya, as they said, and it is killing fever, and it's killing a lot of cattle. And then the flooding, serious flooding that happened last year, also forced them to move out of the region. So now they are returning back, and the Undersecretary have just told us that they are looking for other options, maybe to be accommodated in some parts of Lakes State in the next taking permission the next time the rain comes in, and also the flooding comes in heavily. As people are expecting that the flooding will be repeated. Now, while you are taking back the cattle, the authorities in central Equatoria and eastern Equatoria, their argument is that they don't have any problem with people coming, but they have a problem with people encroaching on their farms. And the Director General in eastern Equatoria said they have a big area that can accommodate cattle, and there could be an agreement that these cattle could be kept at that area far away from the farms in their areas. And also they say they have cattle and their own cattle don't go into the farms. So this takes me to the Director General in Ministry of Local Government in Jonglei, Mr. Andrew Bull, to look at this perspective of why can't there be a mutual understanding about the corridors or the pathways for the cattle while they are in parts of Equatoria?
Yes, let me correct one thing. I'm acting Director General.
Okay.
Now, you, of course, with us here, you were keeping cattle and people were even cultivating. In Jonglei here, in Bor here.
Yeah, indeed.
We depend also on grain. We do cultivate all types of grain, maize, and so on, sorghum. And we have cattle. And we have laws that, and people also, cattle are just not, they are not a leaf just like goats. They are a leaf with people, shepherds, people who go to look to see that they don't destroy people's properties. I don't know why in eastern Equatoria, that way of keeping cattle be left. I can't comment properly, because I think they have shepherds who go to see the cattle. Maybe the cattle, I don't know why did she say that the cattle are being released to go and destroy the cultivation. That maybe it is correct. But with us here, we used to have cattle with us and we cultivate. So maybe people are not understanding themselves in that area. And people do not want cattle there. And that's the case. We were looking to see that they give us a space, because we see that there is a big area there where you can even stay very far from cultivation. And I don't know why
they don't make understanding with those of cattle keepers. And mm-hmm. these people, they know that they left this area and they used to have cultivations, and people did not complain as is happening in Central and Eastern Equatoria. So we are very surprised to hear that cattle are being released to destroy people's property. This is very unusual. But since it is the owner of the cultivation is talking, we can't dispute it. We are very far away. If that thing is holding, I request those of Eastern Equatoria and Central Equatoria to see a far away places for these cattle keepers. Why is there any water there? This is a request, if possible, that they can keep very far away from cultivation, if it's possible. But if there is no way out, then it is a hell for the people of Boto Camp, because there is no way that you can refuse if people do not want you. So I advise, if there is an understanding with the, because I understand over the radio, and the governor was saying that if the local population can understand themselves with the cattle keepers, then the government will never interfere. I heard this over the radio, and I don't know what happened again, because they were left to talk and to see the possible way they could stay together, far away from each other, provided that cattle should not destroy the cultivation. So I advise and I request that, if possible, those Central Equatoria and Eastern Equatoria should talk to our people who are there.
نسمع منك سلطان نصيحة بتاعك شنو انت كلمت في البداية اسباب والطريقة الناس بشوفوا هناك حاجة جبرهم وكده نحن عشان يكون العلاقة اللي قدام يكون كويس بين الناس اللي عندهم بقر والناس اللي عندهم مزارع انت بتقول شنو
انا بنقول لازم ناس يقعد سوا ويعمل مؤتمرات لو ناس بتدابقار لو هم لاعبين لو في حاجة أثر زي في سيناريو مثلا أثر ده لازم يمشي لناس لينو مهلة ويقعدون ويناقش عشان الناس يمشي دي أول نمبر ون ونحن ما دارين عشان نكلم مواطنين بتاعنا زي ده لو بنكلم زي ده معناته بيجيبوا فتنة بين قبيلة مع قبيلة إلا ناس يرجع تاني وناس يقعد تاني دي أول كلام اللي يجي
نعم
لازم كما بتاعنا يرجع وينادي الناس عشان نادي قد سوا زي قوات بتاع الثمان
Fred and Hawa, if you are there, you have 30 seconds to say a word if you are there.
We are here.
Yes, yeah. Sorry. Let me start with Fred, yeah.
Yes, you're welcome. I think the way forward, based on our policy for civil affairs, and then and we every year we used to organize the migration conference, as you know, Gabriel Sabah.
Mm-hmm.
And in this migration conference, we take the paramount chiefs and then the local government and the ministers to go and address this issue on the table. But for the last 2 years, they've been inconsistent because of the
confrontations.
COVID-19. Mm. And then you also have internal conflict among the community in Jubilee themselves. And then this one has hindered our effort to conduct migrations a conference. But nevertheless, as you see, when it is a burning issue in Jubilee, we move quickly, like what happened in April in Central Equatoria and the Eastern Equatoria between the farmers and the cattle people from Jubilee. We move quickly by organizing the chiefs and then the state authority to move and address this issue on the table rather than addressing it by gun. But we still have an effort. We are still asking the farmer chiefs and then the leadership of the state that include the Central Equatoria and the Eastern Equatoria. We need to sit down, organize a better understanding how to address this issue of the cattle. Because as you have seen, when you're going to talk to Eastern Equatoria and Central Equatoria, it will be a different view. like what you have heard from Jubilee. So those views have to be brought on the table, and then they narrow the difference how they can settle the problem of the cattle between the Eastern Equatorial, Central Equatorial, and Jubilee. And thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Fred. Yes, Hawa.
What I can add is that we should continue a dialogue between the cattle keepers and the farmers. If the cattle can successfully return to Jongole, it will give them chance to regroup and replant, so that what happened in the last radio session where the DG of Eastern Equatorial said there's vast land in their area, then we can take it from there. Continue the dialogue at the state level so that we can identify routes and locations where the cattle keepers of Jongole can migrate in future and they don't come in contact with farmers. That's the best way forward for me.
Thank you very much, Hawa and Fred, and also thank you very much, Andrew Bull, Acting Director General for the Ministry of Local Government and Law Enforcement Agency in Jongle. Thank you very much, Sultan Malaka Yuel, Kabir Salatin Mokata Dabur, في Jongle, ولاد Jongle. وكنت معنا في برنامج Peacemakers على راديو ميراي, وكنت معكم Gabriel Shadar. وشكرا لكم كثير وإلى اللقاء. And that was the end of my discussion today on Peacemakers program. And I was talking again on the issue of the relationship between cattle keepers and farmers. Today we spoke about what went wrong, and also we had to touch on also how things can improve a little bit. Next time we'll continue, but we'll have other two regions. We will be having Western Bahar Ghazal and Warab in our next week discussion about the same issue. So that is today's discussion on Peacemakers program with me, Gabriel Shadar. Thanks very much.
Peacemakers, discussing conflict resolution and conflict management with experts and stakeholders. Let's dialogue for peace. Peacemakers, looking for solutions.